Begin the current daf and set the Shavuos daf lama dalad. Begin 12 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara had quoted from the middle of the previous daf, and beginning of the Gemara on Amud Beis, a brisa with four different opinions. How we know, which we had been assuming in the previous Mishnayos, that the halachas of Shavuos Eidus, when a potential witness swears falsely that it does not know testimony, that it's going to be chayav a carbon oil of a yard for that false oath, that it only applies if it's regarding that the claimant wants to witness for monetary purposes. But for other things, like to say I'm a kohen or things like that, that he's not going to be liable for the carbon, the witness, if he swears falsely upon an oath. So there's four different opinions, and the Gemara begins discussing each one of those opinions. So Maskev lo Rabba Ba'ula, he asks first, in the first opinion, that of Rebbe Eliezer, where Rebbe Eliezer had said, how do you know that applies just to Tfiyas Mammon? Because it says, oy, and it says more than one time the word oy, meaning or, by Shavuos Eidus, and it also says oyin by Pekadin, just like over there, it's by Tfiyas Mammon, so too will be here. And although he addressed, there's other times in the Torah that it says more than one time the word oy, like Beretzeach or Saita, however, they're not exactly the same as Eidus and Pekadin, where by Eidus and Pekadin, at least you have that they both have oyin, and they have an oath, and it's not necessarily with a kain, in contrast to Retzeach and Saita. However, on that, Rabbi Ba'ula asks, you could still learn it out from a different place that has oyin, and has exactly like Eidus and Pekadin, and therefore maybe it's not going to be necessarily Tfiyas Mammon. Because oy bitu yechichu, it says by Shavuos bitu, which is the oath of the utterances, where a person takes an oath, like it says in the pasuk, oy nefesh ki sishav levate lahara oy lehetiv. It says more than one time the word oy over there, where that's going to disprove shehin oyin. It says more than once the word oy. V'yeshimoyin shvur, there it in the context of the laws of oaths. And ve'enimoyin kain, and also there it doesn't require kain. And umedabim shalei b'tvias mamon, that is just lahara lehetiv. I'm going to eat. I'm not going to eat. Nothing to do with a claim of money. So how do you know that Shavuos Eidus is necessarily regarding a claim of money? Because you learn from Pekadin, maybe you learn from Shavuos Bitui. Then it's the Gemara, Mistabim mit Pekadin have a little melev. It's more logical, as Rabbi Eliezer had said, they would learn that the laws of Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos Pekadin, which is just by Tfiyas Mammon, and not from Bitui. Why? Shekein techeta mi techeta. Because by both of them it says the word techeta, which is Xerishava, just like by Pekadin, it's by Tfiyas Mammon, so too will be here. Now that is the Gemara. I'd wrap it to the contrary. Mipitu have a little melev. Shavuos Eidus should have been learned out from Shavuos Bitui, Shekin Chatas Michatas. Both of them, Eidus and Bitui, the liability for that oath is a carbon chatas. And contrast by Shavuos HaPekadin, how could you learn from there? There it's a carbon ashram. So maybe you should learn it from Bitui, and therefore it should not be necessarily by only a Tfiyas Mammon. So El Rather explains the Gemara, no, Mistab, it's logical, Mipikadin have a little melev, like Rabbi Eliezer had said, that we should learn out the laws of Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos HaPekadin. Shekain, because you have the following simon, the following mnemonic of commonalities, specifically between Eidus and Pekadin, is that chet, meaning both of them have the word techeta. Bemezid, both of them you're liable, even if you do it deliberately, in contrast by bitui, it's like it says in the pasuk v'nelem, only if someone does it by mistake. Tavi v'chafrei, both Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Pekadin generally come through someone claiming, which is the guy says, hey, you have my deposit, or the guy says, hey, you know testimony for me, and the other person denies it, in contrast by Shavuos Bitui, it's nothing to do with anyone else. He just says, I swear I'm going to eat something or not. And V'avrei, and primarily Shavuos Eidus and Pekadin, are both regarding what was in the past, meaning what this guy had already seen as a witness, and the deposit that he had taken from him. In contrast, Bitui primarily is for the future, which is that, like the pasuk says, Lahara Lahaitim, he's swearing regarding the future. So you see that the reason why we learn that Eidus from Pekadin is because they share all these commonalities. On that, as the Gemara, no, Adrab, to the contrary. We should have learned that Eidus from Bitui, Shekain, because we find that there's a mnemonic regarding the similarities between Eidus and Bitui, that both of them are with a chatas. They both have to bring a karma chatas, in contrast to Pekadin. Shiyard, both of them are regarding their liabilities a carbon oil of a yard, which we had explained in the previous daf regarding depending on how much money they have, that's a type of carbon that they bring. And lochaimish, and that is they both don't have the penalty of a fifth if they violated this halacha. In contrast, by a Shavuos HaPekadin, where when he swore false regarding the deposit, he's have a carbon asham, not a carbon chadas. And also it's a carbon kavu, meaning it's a set carbon and doesn't make a difference how much money he has, it always brings the same carbon. And moreover, he has to give a fifth penalty for his false oath regarding the deposit that he had. Like it says in the pasuk, v'shilam oisit b'reishah v'chamishisiv yosef, he has to add on the fifth. So there's commonalities between Eidus and Bitur, and maybe therefore we should learn that from Bitur. So the Gemara, no, Hanach Nefishin. No, the commonalities between Eidus and Bekadin is more than that, Eidus and Bitur, and that's the understanding for Rabbi opinion, why we learn out from Bekadin, which tells us that specifically by Tfiyas Mammon, only if the claimant was asking for testimony relating to money. That was the first opinion. Next opinion, the Braiser, Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he brought a different source. It says in the Pasuk, when it talks about the halachas of Shavuos Eidus, it says when if someone's going to be liable for one of these things where it talks about there in the Parsha of Korban Oil V'Yorid, which has Tumas Mikdash HaKadosha, which we spoke about in the first two Parakim, and Shavuos Bitoy, and Shavuos Eidus. So it says that someone's going to be liable for one of these things, which tells you, yesh me'el shu chayiv, that there are from these things that you're going to be liable. The mem means from, sounds like not everything. Some of the things you're going to be liable, v'yesh me'el shu patah, and some of the things you're going to be exempt. Ha'ketzad, how so? So that's what Rabbi Kiva says. Tavei mamon chayiv, if the claimant is claiming from the witness, you know testimony regarding monetary situations, then he's liable if he swears falsely. Tavei davach patah, if he claims him for something else, then he's going to be exempt. Now that has the Gemara, but epechana. I would tell you it's going to be just actually the opposite. How do you know that it's that way? Maybe if he claims monetary, he's exempt, and non-monetary is chayiv. Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Kiva, a'oyin de Rabbi Yezer samech. Rabbi Kiva, his opinion that's brought in the Braisa after Rabbi Yezer, he actually was relying on Rabbi Yezer, his gezeirah shava of the oyes. Meaning, Rabbi Yezer already learned out Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos Bekadin, which they both have more than one time the word oy, to tell you that it's only by Tfiyas Mammon. Now, however, in that halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva was qualifying this that Rabbi Eliezer said that you're only going to be chayiv if it's a claim of money. And that said, Rabbi Kiva, even in that category itself, there are those that you're going to be chayiv and there are those you're going to be potter. So I asked the Gemara, my benai ben Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Kiva, which cases of tefiyas mammon does Rabbi Kiva say you're going to be exempt, which Rabbi Eliezer was saying, no, every category of tefiyas mammon you're going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, ik benai, the difference between them is mashbia edei karka. When he's making them swear regarding testimony that they know that regards to land. And according to Eliezer, the witnesses are going to be chayiv. Because we actually find such a concept by Eliezer. Later on, the Gemara brings this in full discussion, Lamed Zayin Mabez, regarding Hashavas Gezel, the obligation of returning theft. Eliezer says that there's a chiv of Hashavas Gezel on stolen land. Now, so we see that although generally that would be by Matatlan, we see Rabbi Eliezer includes land in that too. So the assumption is that he would consider land the same as everything else. So too for Shavuos HaPekadin, if someone denies having been being a watchman, a deposit for this piece of land, or for Shavuos HaEidus, for if he knows testimony regarding to land. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Peturin, but according to Rabbi Kiva, you're going to be exempt because he says, no, not every case that you're going to be chayiv, even though it's relating to money, because land is not the same as other movable things, and for that, a person is not chayiv on Shavuos Eidus. However, as the Gemara, that works well according to those who hold that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that you're patur even by being mashbi'i de karka. But Rabbi Yechon, the Amma Hassan that he says over there, as we'll see later on, the Vlam Zayin, mashbi'i de karka, if someone else take an oath, that if he doesn't know testimony regarding a piece of land that would relate to him, afil Rabbi Eliezer Baturin. Rabbi Yechon says, no, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're going to be potter, and also he holds the same thing regarding Shavuos HaBekadin, as Gemara explains later on, Perek Shavuos HaBekadin. So, Hocha, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva, then you're back to the question, what's the difference between the two of them? What is Rabbi Kiva saying that not every case of Tereza Mammon you're going to be chayiv, in contrast to Rabbi Eliezer, who's obviously not as qualified in that parameters as Rabbi Kiva is, but they seemingly both agree to Mashbiyeh de Karka that you may potter. What's the case Rabbi Eliezer holds you can be chayiv? That Rabbi Kiva is limiting that and saying that no, not every case that Rabbi Eliezer says you can be chayiv will you be chayiv, but rather you'll be potter. So it's the Gemara, Ikki benayiv ediknas. According to Rabbi Yechon, we have to say the difference between them is if the guy's saying, hey, you know testimony regarding me that applies to a knas that somebody owes me. Where according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're going to be chayiv, and so too that would apply by Shavuos HaPekadin regarding a knas. Because we find by Rabbi Eliezer that he expounds by the halachas of Shavuos HaPekadin with Ribui and Miyut by the halacha of Heshev HaSegzelo. Now, Rashi says, although the Gemara says in Subestav Membezim and Aleph, by Pekadin, Yatsu Elushen Kenas, that obviously would not be like Rabbi Eliezer, who we're saying right now, would hold that you are Chayiv Shavuos HaPekadin regarding a deposit that applies to a Kenas. And so to the same thing would apply to Shavuos Eidus. If someone knows testimony regarding that this guy was Ma'anis' daughter, which is a knas, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're going to be potter, because it has to be mammon, And not every case, like it says, Me'ela, are you going to be chayiv? Whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, every tefillah moment, even according, even Knas, would make the witness liable if he swears falsely regarding testimony that he really knew. Third opinion mentioned in the Brayser, Rabbi Yisrael Gliliam, he says, the Pasuk says in Mayikra. Also in the parasha of Shavuos Eidus, it says, V'hu Eid, and this guy is a witness, Ayra, Ayada, either because he saw it or because he knows about it, and he doesn't testify, and he swears falsely, he's going to be chayiv the halach of Shavuos Eidus for the carbon oil of Yared. Says Rabbi Yisrael Gliliam, it's saying either that he saw or that he knew. Sounds like not that he knows and sees, either one or the other. Which teaches us that we're talking about a halachic context, that it's a testimony that could be appropriate, that he saw it without knowing, or with knowing without seeing. That's what the pasuk is talking about. And that is, as the Gemara will clarify, only applicable by the halachas amamanas. Now, on this, asks the Gemara, Amli Rapapala Baya, Lame Rabbi Yisrael Glili, should we say Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who says that the only types of testimony that you could have with seeing and knowing, meaning seeing or knowing and not seeing, because that he holds that every other testimony needs both seeing and knowing except for the testimony of money, that Leslie de Rabacha, that obviously does not hold it like Rabacha, because as we'll see, that he says that we judge and we make a person liable with what's called Bididami. Which is that based on conjecture, based on circumstantial evidence, for example, the case is going to talk about by a gomel ha'ocher ben ha'gamalim, a camel that's going crazy amongst other camels, where Rav Acha holds that the owner of that camel is liable, even though they didn't see that he actually injured the other camels. But that's called bididami, because circumstantial evidence, it would be pretty obvious that he did it, even though they didn't actually see. Seemingly, Rabbi Yisrael Glili is not like him. Why? Because the Tanya in the Braisa says false. Rabbi Chaim, he says, "Gamal ha'echer ben agmal," a camel that's kicking is going crazy amongst all other camels. Which Rashi says it's when the camel comes to mate with the female, so he fights and he kicks with his feet the other camels that's around him. Because the terminology why it's called echer is because actually, as the Gemara says in Bechayrus in the Braisa, that the mating of camels is ocher keneged ocher, is back to back, and therefore that's the terminology of ha'echer. Be that as it may, a camel that's going crazy amongst other camels, v'nimsa gamal harg b'tzida, and then they didn't see exactly what happened, but then they see there's a dead camel on the side. Says Rabbi Acha, b'yiduish as a harga, you know that this camel is the one that killed that camel. And for whatever halachic ramifications that has, but we could assume in halacha that this camel killed that other camel. Says the Gemara, obviously Rabbi Yisrael Glili disagrees with this. Why? If he holds a gerbacha that you could judge based on what's called bididami, based on circumstantial evidence, then medina fashis na mishkachasla, then actually, even, not like we were quoting Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that you could only have seeing without knowing or knowing without seeing only by monetary law, seemingly you could have it even by capital punishment, that you could have it even without seeing. How so? Could Rabbi Shimon ben Shatach, the following circumstance we find by Rabbi Shimon ben Shatach. Tanya when the Brais Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Shatach, he said, Erev ben Nechami says, I should see the consolation. Im loy reisi, if I didn't see the following situation. I saw echa cherotzach ha-chaveri l'chorva. I saw somebody running after his friend into a dilapidated building. Viratzti achrav. I ran after this guy. Didn't look good. Umitzasi saif biyad. I found a knife in his hand. V'damitavtiv. There was blood dripping from the knife. V'harg mefarfer. And the guy that he ran after, the dead guy was laying there in his final moments there, shaking on the ground, dying. Amarti loy rasha, as I said to the guy holding the knife, wicked person. Mi hargilizeh, who killed this guy? Oyani oyata, either me or you. And obviously it's you. Avama asa, but what could I do? She'in damcha mosa b'yadi, because your blood is not given over into my hands. Why? I can't execute you. The Torah says, al pishnaim eidim ashleisha eidim yubmas ames. It's based on the testimony of two or three witnesses that somebody's going to die. So although it's pretty obvious circumstantially you're the one that killed him, but I didn't see. Three witnesses didn't see. Ela hamokam yifrim emcha, but the place referring to Hashem should collect from you and punish you. And Amar they said, leizazim Hashem, they didn't leave from there, atchenoshchi nochash umeis, until a snake came, bit that individual, and he died. Now, if that Rabbi Yisrael Glili agreed to Rabbi Acha, that you're going to judge, just like we find by monetary law, by the camel, that we know that for sure this camel killed that other camel because of the dummy. Here also, it's obvious that this guy killed that other person. And if we go based on the dummy, then we would say that this guy would be chayiv misa. And that would be a case of even though he didn't see. So you see that obviously Rabbi Yitzchak Lewi said that you cannot make a liability of knowing without seeing, only by monetary law. Obviously, it's not like Rabbi Acha, because according to Rabbi Acha, he would hold, by this case of capital punishment, that you do judge based on the dummy, you do go based on circumstantial evidence, and even though he didn't see, but since he knows, that the person would be chayv. Says the Gemara, Filatema Isla Rabbi Acha, we could even say Rabbi Yitzchak Lewi agrees to the principle of Rabbi Acha that we judge based on the dummy. But Bishlam Yedi Balei Mishkachas Law, fine. So you have a case by capital punishment that you could know that this guy killed without seeing. But that's only half the equation. But how could you have seeing without knowing? Let's say witnesses see somebody kills a person, but they don't know who he killed. How could they testify regarding him? Don't they have to know in my Vikachavim Harg or Yisrael Harg? How do we know if he's liable for death penalty? We don't know if he killed a Jew or a non-Jew. Im Adam Treva Harg or Shalom Harg. We don't know if he killed a person that has a fatal defect, which one's not Chayv Misa for, or a whole person that he killed. And therefore, it's not indicative that basically he doesn't agree, maybe agrees with Rabbi Acha that you would be good judge based on the dummy. But still, it has to be something for the halachas of the pasuk of Shavuos Eidos that's oira oyada. It has to be both. That you could have liability with knowing without seeing, or seeing without knowing. Since by Din Nefashas, we only have even at most half the equation, which is knowing without seeing, but you can't have seeing without knowing. Therefore, it wouldn't qualify for the halachas of Shavuos Eidos, and that's how we know, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lewi, it's specifically by Tefiyas Mamon. Now the Gemara continues with an independent statement and says, for the fact Rabbi Yitzchak Lewi says that Shavuos Eidos is only by a type of testimony that could be with knowing without seeing or seeing without knowing, Shema Mano, we could infer from this, is Ksav Rabbi Yitzchak Lewi that he holds that Meshbia Eidi Knas, if someone tells witnesses, you guys know that this man raped or seduced my daughter, which then he owes me penalty monies, and they deny. So on that says the Gemara, must be basically holds that pata, that the witnesses would be exempt. Why? Because if you'd entertain to say that they would be liable in such a case, because even though if we could find the case of knowing without seeing, where they could know that this happened, even though they didn't actually see it, but Riyah B'Layidi is similar to what we just said a second ago with murder, with capital punishment, but seeing without knowing, Mile Boy Meida, what does it mean? How could you have such a situation? Don't they have to know that what happened? Meaning, as we said, they could not necessarily see, but they know because it was only this man, this woman, and they know that she was violated. But in the case of when they saw, but they don't know, but Nachris Bal, Bas Yisrael Bal, don't they have to know if she was a non-Jewish or Jewish girl? Besula Bal, Bu'ula Bal, if she was a virgin or a non-virgin? So obviously it wouldn't work with seeing without knowing, and therefore wouldn't qualify for the halacha of Shavuos Eidos, and therefore in such a situation of Eidi Knas, Rabbi Yisrael Lili would hold that the Eidim are going to be exempt. Now, related to this discussion of Rabbi Yisrael Lili's halacha, which was regarding, as he said this, as it was quoted in the Brice in the previous staff, Yosef Rav Amnuna Kamed Rav Yehuda, the Yosef Rav Yehuda become a boyle. And Rav Yehuda was asking the following question. Mana menesicha, if a person says to the borrower, to the defendant, that I counted out monies to you, b'fnei pleni pleni, which that was the halacha that was described by Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, because he was saying how by din amonis you could have knowing without seeing or seeing without knowing. This was a case of when they saw, but they didn't know. And the guy says, okay, fine, bring me witnesses that they saw and I'll pay up. That's the case of Ri without Yediyah. So the Gemara asked a similar type of a question. The guy said, I counted out money to you, if they plainly play in front of these two people, as a Ketintam at Beis. Now, but Ve'edim Roi Noisim Mibachutz. But the case description was that, but witnesses saw from the outside. In other words, the defendant, the quote-unquote borrower, he didn't see these witnesses. They were on the outside. He thought it was just being counted out between him and the guy who was giving him the money. My, what's the halacha in that situation? So Amar Rav Nuna said, wait a second, the defendant, what's his claim? If he had originally said that this never happened, I don't know what you're talking about. He didn't know that two witnesses watching from the window. He said, never happened, well then, hochzik kafen. Then he's been established as a denier, as a liar, because these two people saw that he counted out money to him. Now, even though they don't know, and this was the case where basically he was talking about, if it was a loan or a gift, but still this guy became a kafir and he's a liar because he said, lahadam, he said that it never happened. Lahadam stands for lahi dvar mi'aylam, and therefore, he's not even believed now to take an oath to deny. And Iyamer in Shakli, but the Di Shakli, then he says, yes, I took, but I was taking my own. So then Kiyasa Yedim Ahava, what does it help? What witness is coming? Because all they did was they see, that's a case of seeing without knowing. And although you could be chayv, potentially such a case as we described in the previous staff, when the guy says, oh yeah, bring me witnesses that they saw and then I'll pay. But in this situation where he says, yeah, I took, but they didn't hear what was going on, you would pay me back something that you owed me. So what does it help that they saw? So either way, the question is going to be answered depending on what the claim of the nitfa was. So Amalei, so he said to him, Hamnuna at Ultai, says, you Hamnuna, you come in, you're fit to come into the Beis Medrash because you make your Rebbe smart with your answers, which is a very correct way of saying it, depends on what his claim was in regards to these two witnesses who were watching from the outside. Similar type of halacha, Ahud Amalei Lechavri, there was someone who said to his friend, Mana Menisilach, that I was counting out money for you, Betzad Omedzeh, on the side of this pillar. Now, regardless of what he would say, which we said similarly in the previous discussion, depending on what he would be answering. But in this situation, he answered as follows. He says, Amalei lo yavart b'tzad ha-medzeh. He says, I don't know what you're talking about, which is similar to Lahadam, which has never happened. I never passed by this pillar. How could you say you counted out money to me at the side of this pillar? So also treisa hadi asidube. But then two witnesses came and testified regarding this person, the hishtin mayim b'tzad ha-medzeh, that he did urinate at the side of this pillar. So what's he saying that he didn't come out the side of this pillar to deny getting money from this guy over there at that pillar? Meshlakish hooks the kafir. Meshlakish says, so he's established like a liar because he said he didn't pass by this pillar, and here two witnesses say that he urinated over there. On that mask of Rav Nachman, Nachman asked Meshlakish, "Hai dina parsohu." This is the way Persians would judge a court case. Me kama me oilam. Did the defendant say, "I never passed by this pillar"? But esigzeh kamala. He meant in this regard, meaning you saying you gave me money at the side of the pillar. Says I was never here in the receipt of money. But it doesn't mean he was never here, that he didn't urinate here. How is that proving that he's a liar? He's is believed to swear that he didn't get money from this guy at the side of this pillar. Now you could tell me that those say a different version, that it was Hahud Amalei Lechavri, this guy who said to his friend, Mana Menisalach Betzad Omedzeh, I counted out money for you that I gave to you at the side of this pillar. So Amalei, he said, Lo Yavarti Betzad Omedzeh Me'oilam. So you can't say what Rav Nachman said in the previous version. He says, I never passed by here at this pillar at all, ever in my life. Now, Nafka Be'isahadi, the Hishn Mayim Betzad Omedzeh, but then witnesses came and said, that testified that he urinated over here. So Rav Nachman holds the kafir. So even in this version, in contrast to Rav Nachman, the previous version, he said, okay, now this guy's a liar. Because even in the first version was, I could say that in this regard he was saying, but here he said, me'oilam. So this guy's obviously a liar, and he can't swear anymore that he doesn't owe the guy money. On that, Amalei Rav Nachman, he says, no. Kol milsa delei rami aleh de'inish. Anything that a person is not paying attention to, like in this situation, where a person doesn't have to think and doesn't usually pay attention, he's got to urinate, to remember all the places he's urinated, especially in Talmudic times where they would go on the side in different places. So, Ovid, Lovalavadai, the person could do it and not pay attention, therefore that does not contradict himself. It does not say that he's a liar by saying I was never at this pillar. He meant in a conscious way, like in regards to borrowing money from somebody. But the fact that he urinated over here, and we have witnesses to that effect, is not going to contradict him and say that he's a huchz kafrin and that he's a liar, and therefore he is believed to take an oath. The Gemara concludes by explaining the fourth opinion mentioned in the Braisa. Shimon, I mean, he says, what's the source that the halacha of Shavuos Eidus of their liability for Korban Olah Yerid is only by when the claimant is asking them for testimony regarding Tefiyas Mammon? He says, Chiyav Kan v'chiyav Pipakadon. Says, the Torah says there's a liability for the oath regarding Eidus. And the Torah says liability regarding an oath regarding a Pipakadon, a deposit. So Chula Tetris, he says, oh, it's a Kavo Chaymer. It's a Kavo Chaymer if Shavuos Pipakadon, which is more lenient, is specifically regarding this halacha of Tefiyas Mammon, so too Shavuos Eidus is going to be limited to the case of Tefiyas Mammon, which then he refutes the Kavo Chaymer, and then he ends up by saying, okay, it's Gzeir Shava. The Gemara tells us, Machka lo b'marava, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they scoffed at this pircha of the Kavo Chaymer of Reb Shimon. But the Gemara explains, what were they laughing at? The Ketanim, because we learned over there in the Braisa, when Reb Shimon then refutes his Kavo Chaymer, where initially he was saying, look, Pekadon is more extensive in its halachas, plastic sheirim and rechaikim and all different types of situations in contrast to Eidus, which is more limited. So Pekadon that's more extensive still is limited in regard to Tefiyas Mammon, so too for Eidus. And then he refutes that Kavo Chaymer and he says, no, Mala Pekadon, whereas we find by the Shavuos HaPekadon, Shekein La'osa by Mushba Kenishba, maybe we say, no, that's actually a more limited halacha than Eidus. and therefore maybe Eidus would be more extensive and expansive, and therefore that would be even by not by Tzvias Mammon in contrast to Bekadon, because by Bekadon we find that we didn't make that if someone who, that we didn't make someone that when he's adjured an oath by someone else to be the same as when he takes the oath himself. And neither do we find Mezi Kishaikik, we don't find that he's going to be liable for deliberate as he is when he does it by mistake. In contrast to Shavuos, you are chayv in those areas. Maybe that wouldn't be a good Kavu Chaymer. And again, that's why he has to come on to Gzeir Shav. On this Pircha of his Kavu Chaymer, they scoffed in the West. Why? Because Mechti, let's see. Mushba mipi atzmai be'edis l'Rib Shimon Menole. Where does Rib Shimon know, which is part of his Pircha of his Kavu Chaymer, that by the halachas of Shavuos Eidus, when the guy himself, the witness himself on his own, takes the oath, that he's going to be chayv on Shavuos Eidus? How do you know that? By Shavuos Eidus, it only says in the Pasuk, when someone else, the claimant, is making him take the oath. How does he know the halacha applies even when he takes the oath himself? The gomer mipikadon, because he learns that from the halacha of pikadon, which is gzeir shavav, techa techta. It says by pikadon techta, it says by Eidus techta, just like by Shavuos pikadon. It's where the guy takes the oath himself, so to be Shavuos Eidus. So then, that's what they were laughing. Pekad nami. Well then, regarding the laws of Shavuos Pekadon, Mujma mepiacherim nigbrami edus, then we should learn the Gzeir Shava. We don't say Gzeir Shava lamechza. Gzeir Shava is always a full Gzeir Shava. So then we should learn that by Pekadon too, that although it says only Mujma mepiatzmai, but we should learn it from edus, which that's what it says by edus, that even when someone else makes them take the oath. So how are you saying that you can't learn that, you cannot learn out the Kavu Chaymer because Shavuos HaBekadon is more limited, where it's only by when he takes the oath himself and not when others make him take the oath? But what are you talking about? You do apply even when others make him take the oath, because you learn it out from Eidus, just like we learn Eidus from Pekadon, because that's how we even know it's Eidus to make that Perich in the first place, to say that Eidus applies when you do it by Mushba Kenishba, where it doesn't say Nishba. Obviously, it knows Nishba because you're learning out from Shavuos HaBekadon, so then learn Pekadon from Eidus. And that answers the Gemara. Wait, what's the laughter about that? Well, who says that's inherently a flaw? Dilma Reb Shimon b'Kavuchaymer Maisla. Maybe no. Maybe the Shavuos Eidus, he does not. Maybe he's not learning that from the Gzeir Shava. He does not learn that Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos HaBekadon. Rather, he learns that Shavuos Eidus being liable by Mushbem Piatzmai from a Kavuchaymer from Eidus itself, and not from the Gzeir Shava. Because if Mipiachirim Chayiv, if the Torah says explicitly in the Pasuk B'Shavuos Eidus that he's liable, even if he didn't take the oath himself, but rather that someone else makes him take the oath, so Mipiatzmai LeKoshkin, if the guy's taking the oath himself, isn't it obvious based on the Kavu Chaymer that you can be Chayiv? And therefore, that wouldn't be a valid Pircha, because it's not learning out from Bekadon to say that Bekadon should learn it from Eidus. Eller rather, says the Gemara, no, Chucha Amezi Geshaikik. Their laughter was on the other. There were two points that Reb Shimon was using to refute his Kavu Chaymer. It's on the other point, where it was regarding to say that maybe Shavuos HaPekadon is more limited, and therefore it's not a valid Kavu Chaymer, because we don't find that Mezi Kishaygig in contrast to Eidus, where even when he swears falsely deliberately, it's the same as to be Chayv Karban, like when you do by mistake. Diktani, because Reb Shimon had said, Mal HaPekadon, what we find by deposit, Shekein Le'asa by Mushba Kenishba, A, we didn't make Mushba like a Nishba, and Mezi Kishaygig. On that they laughed in Eretz Yisrael, and it says, wait a second, Mechti, let's see. Mezid gabe Eidus Menale. You're telling me that Eidus is more expansive because it applies to even when you do it deliberately. So maybe it's not a valid Kavu Chaymer to limit it, like we find Mishavuos HaBekadon to Tfiyas Mammon. But where do we know by Eidus that it's even by Mezid? The Liksa Bevenelim. Because in contrast to all the other halachas, by Karban El Biyarid, they say Venelim, that it was a lapse of awareness, doesn't say the Mishavuos Eidus, which tells us even if it's done deliberately. So on that, as the Gemara Hachinami Liksa Bevenelim, Mishavuos HaBekadon, it also doesn't say Venelim. And therefore, it should also apply b'mezid. So where's Reb Shimon getting this from? And that's what they were laughing at him, that that only mezid kishayg by Eidus, and that it's not by Pekad. Amalu Rav Huna said to them, Omai chucha, what's the laughter on that? Dilma mezid laf kishayg by Pekadon. You're right, maybe just from the fact that it doesn't say b'nelam, he would say the same as Shavuos Eidus. But maybe this, that we say that mezid is not like shayg by Pekadon, me'ila Reb Shimon gamala. Reb Shimon is learning that out from the lachas of Me'ila. Why? Because it says over here by Shavuos HaBekadon, umol amol, which is a misappropriation. It says over there by Hekdesh, kisim umol, the same words of misappropriation. Just like over there, it only applies b'shaygig, not b'mezid. Here also, it only applies b'shaygig, not b'mezid. So what's the laughter at him? Maybe he knows that from that Gzeir Shavah. Says the Gemara, but no, behind the chucha, that's what they were laughing. At the gamalam me'ila, instead of Shimon learning out the halachas of Shavuos Bekudin from me'ila, nigma lama edus. He should learn out from edus that you actually are liable when you do b'mezid from the gzeir shavah of techa to techa. Why is he learning out from me'ila? And that's the Gemara, why? What's the laughter about that? Mistabra me'ila have a leila me'ilav. It's more logical to learn the Shavuos Bekudin from me'ila than to learn it out from Shavuos edus. Shekin me'ila, me'ila, because you have gzeir shavah where both of them say the term of misappropriation. On that asked the Gemara, no, I'd rather to the contrary. Me'edis have a little meal. If you should have learned that from Shavuos Eidis, Shekin techta mitechta, we have gzeir shavav techta. And that says the Gemara, no, mistabe me'ila have a little meal. If it's more logical to learn it off me'ila, Shekin, because you have the following mnemonic that applies by both me'ila and Shavuos HaBekad. First of all, me'ila, they both have the terminology of misappropriation. Also, bakol, they both apply by all types of people. In contrast, Shavuos Eidis is only by people that are fit to say testimony. Moreover, both of them are nena. Both of them get benefit from the sin that they did, which the guy who does me'ila benefited from the item of hekdesh, and this guy who denied the deposit that he has by him, the money, he's gaining that money. In contrast, the guy who is swearing falsely regarding testimony is not really getting any pleasure, any benefit. Moreover, they're both bekavua. If you violated me'ila or shavuos bekadin, you have to bring a set carbon. In contrast, by the halach of Shavuos Eidus, that's the oil of a yerid. That's depending on how much money you have, what type of carbon you bring. So too, both of them are chaymish, that if you swear falsely regarding a pekadin, and if you commit me'ila, there's a penalty of adding a fifth to the principle. And va'asham, and you also have to bring a carbon asham. In contrast, by Shavuos Eidus, it's a chatas, not an asham, and there's no penalty of a fifth. So therefore, since it has all the commonalities between that and me'ila, that's why we learned it from me'ila, and that's why there's nothing to laugh at. And that has the Gemara, no, I'd rather, to the contrary. Me'edis have a little me'ilav. No, he should have learned it off of me'edis to say that it applies even by mezid, just like by shagig. Why? Shekein chet, by both of them it says techeta. And also both of them apply with a hedyet, regarding a regular person in contrast to me'ila, that's specifically regarding hektish. So to both of them are b'shvua, apply in the context of an oath. And also both of them are tave v'kafre, they both come generally through a claim with a denial. And va'ayin, by both of them it says ay, in contrast by me'ila, doesn't have all these variables. So maybe we should learn out from edus. So why is Reb Shimon saying that it doesn't apply by mezid? Maybe it does apply to mezid. That says the Gemara, no, hanach nefishin. There are six, here there's only five, because tviya and kafira, claiming and denying, is considered one thing. So therefore, the Gemara is back to the question, what were they laughing at him? It's not valid regarding the question of mushba kenishba. And it's not valid the question of mezid kishagig. So what was their problem with what Rav Shimon was saying? So kiyasra papa Rav Hun Reid Bishuv and Bei Rav Amri, when they were coming from the yeshiva, they said haynechucha. This is what they were laughing at. Because mechti, let's see. Rav Shimon gzeres shava, this gzeres shava of techeta techeta gomer, he learned out as the end of his statement said that he said that where do you ultimately know this halacha from, that by tviyas mamon, a gzeir shav av techeta techeta, it says techeta by pekadin, it says techeta by edus, just like by pekadin, it's only tviyas mamon, so too by edus. So therefore they were laughing and they said, lama leid the parach, so why was Reb Shimon refuting in the beginning of his statement the kavuchaymer by saying, mali pekadin, oh, how could you learn from pekadin as a kavuchaymer, shekin lay asa by mushba kenishba mezik yishaygig, that, wait a second, by Pekadin, we didn't make being sworn by someone else the same as when he swears by himself. We didn't make that he's chayev deliberately as he does by when he does it by mistake. And that's the question. And that is, just like you learn out, as Reb Shimon says at the end of his statement, edus from Pekadin regarding that edus is only going to be liable for when it's a claim of money, so too you should learn out from Pekadin from edus regarding mushba kenishba mezik yishagig, which those halachas apply to edus. We say Gzeir Shava is not a half of Gzeir Shava. So then obviously, because Lunza from Eidus too. So then how could he say that therefore it's not a Kavochimer? It is a Kavochimer, because actually Bekadin is not limited in those areas, because it learned from Eidus that it will be Chayiv by Mezud, and it will be Chayiv by Mushma ben Piacher. And that is the Gemara, my Chucha. Why is that a laughter at Reb Shimon's opinion? Dilmaki Parach, maybe when did Reb Shimon refute his Kavochimer, and he was saying, wait, Bekadin is more limited in a sense than Eidus. That was Mekmeid to take him like Gzeir Shavah. That was before he actually established the Gzeir Shavah that he was talking about at the end of his teaching. In the beginning of his teaching, when he was coming to tell us that maybe we could know the halacha of Shavuos Eidus only by a claim of money through a binyan av, which is a comparison of law to say the Torah makes you liable by Eidus, makes you liable by Pekadon, which is going to be learned of Makavel Chaymer. That's what he's saying, but you cannot, because if you only had that, then you wouldn't be able to learn from Pekadon. Because we could say that, in a sense, Pekadon is more limited, and therefore maybe it's limited regarding Tevias Mam in the contrast to Eidus. But Buster, the Kamal Gzer Shav, at the end, when he ends up establishing that we have Gzer Shav, comparing the two halachas of Eidus and Pekadon, from Tech to Techta, asked the Gemara, well then what's the laughter? Loi Parach, we don't find that then he would have a refutation. In other words, this that he made the pircha in the beginning of his teaching, it's not because he actually holds like this. Because ultimately, as he says at the end of his statement, a gzera shava you can't make up yourself. He obviously had a tradition of this gzera shava. All he was teaching us then, what comes out, was why you need the gzera shava. In other words, he was addressing the question that was, why do we need a gzera shava? But you could learn it from a mamatzin, you could learn it from a kal v'chaymer. That's why he had to start his teaching by saying, okay, let's figure it out. Let's see how it would look like with a binyan av. And they have to show you the refutations that it wouldn't work, that you would ultimately have to come onto the Gezer Shabbat that he received from his Rebbe going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's how Tanoim and Sifri and Sifra usually do it. So therefore, what's the difficulty with Reb Shimon? The only pircha that he had, yes, was only beginning. But subsequently, he actually holds that there it wouldn't be a pircha. They actually do have those halachas of Mushba Kanishba and Mezi Kishogi by Pekad, just like you have by Eidus, because the Gzera Sheva tells us you do learn that from Pekad, from Eidus. So Shigma responds, V'loi? What, I'm not? In other words, you're telling me, you're in your response, in your defense for B'Shimon, why we shouldn't laugh at him, that after he establishes in halacha that there's a Gzera Sheva, then they wouldn't have this refutation on the Kal V'chaymer? In other words, that you actually would learn out the Gzera Shava to say that by Pekadon you do make Mushba Kanishba and Mezik Ashaygi? But in that, as the Gemara Ba'amaluhu Rava Bar Isil Rabbanon, which is brought later on Perek Shvuas HaPekadon, that he said to him, Man Tana, who is the Tana that teaches Shvuas HaPekadon Loi Nitin Zedain L'Kaparo? Who teaches in the Tanoic teaching that by a Shvuah of Pekadon we do not make a Mezik like a Shaygi for atonement for the carbon? Reb Shimon, he said it's Reb Shimon who does not make Mezik Kashegi. Obviously, you see that even Lamaskana, even in his conclusion, he does hold that it would be a valid refutation, and you cannot learn that a Kavachema from Pekadon to Eidus, because Pekadon is not Chayiv Zodin Kashegi. So how can you say that ultimately after the Gezer Shava, he holds that you do hold Mezik as Kashegi? Now Rashi addresses the question and says, wait a second, if that's a valid question, so then why didn't they ask on the Gzera Shava itself this question once he established the Gzera Shava, and to say that, wait a second, how could you learn a Gzera Shava if ultimately he holds that Pekadon, you're not learning it from Eidus? That says Rashi is because this Gzera Shava is what's called Mufna. These are superfluous words, which the halacha is that Eim Hashivin Alav. You can't ask a question on the Gzera Shava and... But in a sense, that's what the Gemara is asking, but that's what the chucha was. The laughter was, they were saying, wait a second, if he holds the Gzeir Shava, then Pekadon should learn that from Eidus. And if it's learning it from Eidus, then you don't, and you see that that's how he holds, even in the Maskana, that, meaning when we know that you're learning on Eidus from Pekadon, so too Pekadon from Eidus, but then how are you doing that? You should learn that Pekadon from Eidus then. You see that refutation is even the Maskana. So then, but how is that possible? You should learn that you don't learn that Gzeira Shavu Lemechza. So on that says the Gemara, no, Dilma Mezid Kashagi Parch. Maybe what was Reb Shimon's refutation on this Kal V'chaymer was regarding Mezid Kashagi. Yeah, well, you're right. He ultimately in the Maskan in his conclusion holds like his original question, even after the Gzeira Shavu. But why? That was what they were laughing at him, saying, if you're learning out Eidus from ultimately, you have Gzeir Shava, Eidus from Pekadon, so then Pekadon should learn that from Eidus. You can't learn a halfway Gzeir Shava. And therefore, then you see his question of Mezik Ushagig would stand even in the Maskan that you can't learn that even at the end after you have Gzeir Shava, it would still be a Perchan the Kal V'chaymer, because actually, by Shuvas Pekadon, Mezik is not like Shagig, as we proved from Rabbi Ba'isi that in his conversation, that's even according to the conclusion. But then, how's that possible? Because the Gemara Me'ila, so answers the Gemara, because he actually learns out Shvus HaPekadon from Me'ila, where there we see that we did not make a Mezid like a Shagig. And it's preferable for him to learn out the laws of Shvus HaPekadon from Me'ila as an exemption by Mezid, and not from Eidus, where, yeah, there is a Gzeir Shava. And we don't say half a Gzeir Shava. We should learn out Pekadon from Eidus, just like we learn out Eidus from Pekadon. But still, since there's one Gezeirah Shavah teaching from Me'ila and there's one Gezeirah Shavah teaching from Eidus, is rather learn out from the laws of Me'ila because the Hanach Nefishin, like we pointed out before, where there's more commonalities of Pekadim with Me'ila than that with Eidus. Because like we said, they have Me'ila, Bakol, Nena, Kavua, Chemish, Asham. Now, so therefore that's why he learns out from, that's why it's not going to be Mezik Ashaykik. Abba Mushba Kanishba Leit Parach, but you're right, regarding the halacha of being mujman piacherim, like when he takes the oath himself, that actually Lamaskana would not ask that question, because that he does learn out after the Gezeirah Shavah, Pekadim from Eidus, and he wouldn't hold like his original question before he established the Gezeirah Shavah, and therefore there's nothing to laugh at, because what's the laughter? Everything he said is valid. Now, however, on that, the Gemara asks, in saying that this is what they were laughing at Reb Shimon, that after that he does learn out Pekadim from Me'ila, like we're answering why he would hold, as we pointed out, he holds the Maskana, that you don't say Mezik HaShoigig, even after the Gezeirah Shavah, you don't learn out from Eidus, you learn from Me'ila, that you don't like Mezik HaShoigig. So then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then actually we should say even by Eidus, where you said that by Eidus we make Mezik HaShoigig, on that as the Gemara, but once Reb Shimon has Gezeirah Shavah of Techta Techta, learning out Eidus from Pekadim, so then, but to have Eidus for Tigmal le Bekadon, so then Eidus should learn from Bekadon also, then Mezid de Lavke Shagi. That actually, by Eidus, Mezid is not like Shagi, because as follows. Ma Bekadon Shagi gin Mezid loy, just like Bekadon, which we learn from Me'ila. We say only applies when he does it by mistake, and when he does it deliberately. So af Eidus, Shagi gin Mezid loy. So also Eidus should also be only by Shagi and not by Mezid. Keichad yol Bekadon Me'ila, just by Bekadon from Me'ila. So how could Reb Shimon say that, oh, you know what the Pircha is in the Kal V'chaimer? Is because you can't learn out Eidus from Pekad. Why not? Well, because Eidus is Mezik HaShagig, and Pekadin is not like Mezik HaShagig, which we said, that's a refutation of the Maskan, in contrast to Mushbuk and Nish, but that, after the Yeshavi, right, that wouldn't be a Percha. But that Percha applies even to Maskana. And that is the Gemara, but why? Now we're going the other way. Originally, we had been asking that Pekadin should be the same as Eidus and not a Percha, because we learn out Pekadin from Eidus. Now we're saying, okay, no, but learn out Eidus from Pekadin. Pekadin, we're learning out from Me'ila, that it does not apply by Mezid, so then the Gezeirah Shavah should tell us that same thing should be for Eidus. So where's the Pircha? Where do we have more extensive by Eidus than Pekadin? What do you mean? Eidus is the same as Pekadin, which should not apply to Mezid. That the Gemara continues to Lam Heyman Aleph, Lahachi Kaz Rachman L'Eidus, which the Gemara is giving a similar answer as it gave by Pekadin, which is you're right. The original laughter they were trying to make was, the Gezeirah Shavah tells us that they're the same. So how could you make a Pircha and say that they're different? So now we said that, yeah, although there's a Gezeirah Shavah and you don't make half a Gezeirah Shavah, but we said, let's say in regards to the question of Pekadin, we said, okay, although there's a Gezeirah Shavah learning from Eidus, but there's a stronger Gezeirah Shavah with more commonality learning from Me'ila. Now we're saying, similarly, by Eidus, we're saying, so wait a second, why do we say Eidus Mezik HaShagig, learning from the Gezeirah Shavah that it only applies by Shagig? We say, yes, there is a Gezeirah Shavah, but the Torah is explicitly telling us that it does apply by Mezid and not just by Shagig. Because that's why the Torah wrote the halacha Shavuos Eidus, Gabbah Shavuos Bitui, near the halachas of Shavuos Bitui, Gabbah Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, which are all these halachas of Karban Oyel B'Yayrid, because the Bekula Nemen Behen Benelem, by all those halachas, it says that the guy had a lapse of awareness. But Kanloi Nemen Behen Benelem, and explicitly the Torah here does not say Shavuos Eidus Benelem, L'chai V'Alameh Zeshag, the Torah is pointing out something important to tell you that the liability of Shavuos Eidus is going to be just like it is by mistake, so to deliberately, it explicitly does not say we have an elam. That's why. So yeah, although Gezeirah Shavah should tell us it's only by Shagi, but the Torah is explicitly telling you it will be even by Mezid, and therefore the Gemara ultimately doesn't have a valid explanation for what they were laughing at Reb Shimon. Seemingly, his Pircha does stand that Eidus is on some level more extensive than Shavuos HaPekadin, which refutes his Kal V'Chaimer, which ultimately the Gezeirah Shavah tells us it's going to be the same regarding Tzvi's Mammon. But to learn that from Binyan Av, that he did have a valid refutation of that Kal V'Chaimer, because his whole Kal V'Chaimer was that Shavuos HaPekadin is more extensive. Applies by Ksherim, and Psulim, Rechaikim, Kravim, Noshim, Anoshim. In contrast, by Eidus is more limited, and yet here it's still limited by Pekadin for this moment, so too Shavuos Eidus. And I think on that description was saying that no, on some level we could see that Eidus is more extensive in regards to Mezik HaShagig, and therefore maybe it wouldn't be valid Kal V'Chaimer, and that's why you have to come on to the Gezeirah Shavah of Techta Techta, which is the fourth of the last opinions in the Braisa regarding what's the source of Shavuos Eidus only for this moment to make them liable for a carbon when they swear falsely regarding not knowing testimony.